unlock the door, bitch. I'm on my way. And I got kicked in the grass.
I don't know why they call them chasers. It's not like Tubbs can run real fast.
Double vodka with hot brownie chasers.
He just wanted to watch me eat it. Naked.
I can't say that. That's dirty.
Chasers will do anything to get into your pants. I love them.
Stop. Hey guys, it's Baron Frosty sending you a little love. I just wanted to call in and say that on your Pepperidge Farm cookies discussion, Mint Milanos are always my favorite. Those are the ones that I always toss into the cart and can eat a whole bag in one sitting. So, love you guys. Bye.
Hey there, everyone. Well, apparently we had a bit of some audio issues on this last episode, so please bear with us, and we'll try to get that fixed before the next one. And also, we wanted to thank our Baron Frosty for his amazing voice message and for telling us which cookies he likes to toss. All right, on with the show.
Well, hello, everybody. Oh, I should hello, dear heart. Little Truman Capote from The Feud. Oh, dear heart. Anyway, welcome. Welcome to Chubbs Gone Wild, where we got you, baby. We got you something. I don't know. Anyway, this is episode 543, recorded on May 20th, 2024. And we are here at our remote studios, and Tom has completely redecorated his studio and threw me off. It was amazing. But we do get to look at the Take Me... You actually have the Take Me Out? Oh, well, that's cool.
Signed by the original Broadway cast.
Signed. I don't know if I saw that. I've seen that one from you.
You have.
I have?
Yeah.
I guess I just blocked that show.
It's right next to the Love, Valor, Compassion signed by the original cast.
Now, see, that one is very cool. That is a very cool thing to have. The Take Me Out, though, oof, I went and watched that recently. I think we probably talked about it on the show. And what a stinky show. Nudity is the best thing about that show. The rest of it is just stinky poo-poo. Anyway, moving on. It's 84 degrees and sunny outside the Chubbs Gone Wild remote studios, and it's 7 days till Memorial Day. We have 164 days until Halloween and only 219 days until Christmas. Now, I noticed that you still had some Christmas on your phone.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's because it's such an amazing picture.
It is.
Who wouldn't want to see that every day?
I know. You do a wonderful job with your tree. I'm always a little jealous. I have to do 7 trees just to make up for, you know, what you do. But what we do together, we do on Patreon. And Patreon offers folks a way to support creators like us and receive rewards not open to the general public. Like, you know, video, books, podcasts, things like that. Anyway. But we want to thank our current patrons, Clint, Nephi, Nick, DJ Sausage from the Universe, Eric, Sean, Charles, Phoenix Dave, Brothers and Natus, Kingsley, Happy Bacon, Moose P. Please visit patreon.com/MattBurlingame to find out how you can become a member for as little as $1 a month and get all sorts of fun things. And I promise that there's going to be even more fun things coming down the pike fairly soon. Well, at least I think they're fun. I hope you think they're fun. Anyway, let's take a deep breath and release and think about today's affirmation. I practice forgiveness and I learn to treasure myself. Well, that's true. I am a treasure. Maybe fool's gold, but I'm a freaking treasure. All right. So today in history, on May 19th, 2018, Prince Harry, sweet, wonderful Prince Harry of Britain, marries Meghan Markle, the American actress at St. George's Chapel within the grounds of Windsor Castle. Some 600 guests attend the ceremony, and nearly 2 billion people worldwide watch the televised event. And then we all know what happened from there. On May 19th, 1897, writer Oscar Wilde was released from jail after 2 years of hard labor. His experiences in prison were the basis of his last work, The Ballad of Reading Jail, or Reading Jail, depending. I think it's Reading Jail, but which was published in 1898. Well, what happened from there? Oh my God, there's some holidays. Do you think, okay, how many holidays do you think he celebrated today without knowing it?
None.
Oh, well, all right. Okay, we both got the first one, Be a Millionaire Day.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I've done that.
I would love to do that one, yeah. Let's see, Eliza Doolittle? No, no.
No. Okay.
Flowers? Flower Day.
No.
International Clinical Trials. I have not done any of those today.
No.
Let's see. Red Sneakers.
No.
Psychometrist. National Psychometrist Day.
I'll say no.
Okay. National Quiche Lorraine Day.
No.
No. Rescue Dog.
No.
How about steaming? National Steaming Day. Are you steaming?
No, you were, but I'm not.
No, I'm doing better. Just talking to you made me feel so much better. Also, it's National Sugar Beet Apple Day.
No.
Don't know. Strawberries? No. Weight and measurements. I was asked my weight this morning. No, okay.
No.
World Autoimmune Arthritis Day.
Nope. Well, that was the nice thing with the finding out the carpal tunnel that I don't have any arthritis.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have a little bit that's supposed to be forming in my back or something, which I think was just kind of an excuse for him to say, "You're fat. I don't want to deal with you." So there you go. And then World Flower Day. So there's Flower Day, and then there's like Flour for Bread Day.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because I was going to say Flower Day sounds like a moose pee thing.
Aw, yes. Oh.
Hey, look, he puts a lot of work on that yard.
He does. Oh my gosh.
I mean,
he's always seeing bunnies. That's a sign of a good yard.
Sure.
Because they always want to come and steal your carrots. But at least he's not like Farmer John or whatever his name was. The one that always wanted to kill Peter Rabbit. I don't know. That's another story. That and Peter Pan. I was just like, this is stupid. Anyway. All right. Well, let's see who's got some birthdays coming up so we can wish them a real happy birthday. Starting with Roger and Jonathan. Wow, Jonathan, your profile looks really, really grumpy. We also have, we have Sheldon. Sheldon is the gentleman, the hottie, the hotster, who started the event in October?
Halloween?
No, the big chubby event. The one that we actually were kind of sponsoring them or talking about them.
Oh, Tidal Wave? That's in August.
No. It's not that one. But I don't remember. I don't know. It's down in Florida, usually.
That's where Tidal Wave was, in Orlando.
Well, this was not Tidal Wave. This was...
No, that wasn't Orlando. It was Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that's interesting. Then we have Ivy and Kevin, our Hedwig, his birthday. We have Remo and Rebecca and, oh, Tim. He's a Pride 48er, that Tim. We also have Mike, Margaret, Robert, Fred, Gary, author Mike Lopez. We have Wendy Cameron, the naughty nanny, Mercury, Raymond, TL, and Robert. Happy birthday, everybody. We hope that you have a fabulous time. And, yeah. Do your thing. Thank you. Okay, so in our feedback, we don't really have any feedback this time in our feedback, but we do have a few rutabagas that came in. If you remember that on the last episode, I said, yeah, we were talking after the credits, I said, whoever listens to the end, you know, if you tell us a rutabaga, you know, we want to hear. Well, Moose P, Charles, and Eric all wrote in with their rutabaga, and Charles actually even included a photo of it. Of one or many, actually. So, you three, stay tuned. You might be receiving a little love. That's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say about that. All right. Chub Hugs. Who you got? What you doing?
Well, I'm sending one out to me because I have to go to Drag Queen Bingo tonight at a bad restaurant.
Are you going to get the platter? Are you going to get that? Are you going to get that sampler platter?
I don't know. It's the food's terrible. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know, I'm hoping that they'll figure it out and get a little bit better because, man, they used to be really good.
But well, you know, your appetized platter was nothing but frozen foods that they took a handful, threw it in the fryer, and then threw it on your plate. It's like nothing there seems to be, you know, other like they. I'm sure they've got a frozen burger that they put down and they overcook and fling onto a store-bought roll with some lettuce and tomato and some ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, whatever it is, and then that's it. I mean, there it's. Have you been to like BJ's or to what was the other one? Come to visit us tonight because we have really terrible food. God, I can't remember the name of it. But that this stuff is all bagged, and it all comes frozen. It's either frozen, bagged, or canned. It's like school food, you know. It's terrible. Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, Roscoe's is going down a little bit with their food quality. And I was just going to say, don't get the sampler platter because even though it looks like it should be good, the cheese sticks, the mozzarella sticks, like were not cooked all the way through. The onion rings and stuff were cooked so much that the onion was like shrunk and it cut my gums actually trying to chew. Yeah, so it was very odd. It left me very unsatisfied. So, and when I'm full, I want to be satisfied. So I concur your chub hug. You deserve it. Also, huge, huge, huge supportive chub hug from both of us, I think, out to Mr. Steve in Scotland. Just going through a really rough time with his mom, and I have been there with my folks, and I just hope things get better. I don't know if they will, but he deserves them to get better. All right, well, let's move into celebrity deaths, because unfortunately there were a few. Every time I go and look, I'm like, oh, I hope there's not that many this time, and then, well, here we go. Starting with jazz musician David Sanborn, a Grammy Award-winning saxophonist known for his genre-blending work, has died following a long battle with cancer. He was 78.
I saw him in Santa Barbara in concert. I deliberately, I mean, you know, it's not like we mistakenly got there and he was playing. Mm-hmm. I was a big fan of his back in Los Angeles, and he had this one song called The Dream. And it was just this beautiful song. And when at the concert, when he started playing, he had a couple songs, but as soon as he started, the dream was right as the sun had left the horizon, and everyone there knew it. I mean, it was like it was planned. It was so perfect.
Huh.
The wafting of the marijuana smoke and the sun setting right there. It was in the Santa Barbara Bowl, so it was an actual. They dug into a hillside and made this wonderful amphitheater. It was really a cool experience. But that was in Santa Barbara with Dave, and I'm sad of his passing.
Yeah, and that's a lovely story to be able to remember him by, though. Alice Munro, the Canadian Nobel Prize winning master of spare short stories that explored what she called the complexity of things, the things within things, has died at age 29. Dabney Coleman, the 9-to-5 actors.
Wait, 92, oh, not 29.
Wait. I'm telling you, I transpose numbers.
It's, well, then you're probably dyslexic, girl.
I know, and I've said that to people before, but they said, no, you're just lazy and sloppy and stupid. So,
usually you say, no, I'm not dyslexic. I'm just fat. Just ask my doctor.
Actually, probably would say that. I think the eye doctor is the only person that didn't tell me you're fat. Although my doctor is wonderful, but we'll talk a little bit about that later. Turn that off.
And Dabney Coleman, the star of 5 to 9.
Yeah, pretty much 9 to 5. Actor's daughter confirmed on May 17th that he died at the age of 92. Susan Beckliney, who was 77 when she died on May 11th, Fox News Digital confirmed the actress and stunt woman was best known for her role as the first shark attack victim in 1975 Jaws. Kimberly Nix, the TikTok.
I got a little story on that. Did you know that they had her? They were actually in water. I know they had done some scenes in a pool, but when whether it was the pool or whether it was the actual seawater, they had her connected underneath. So her leg was tied down to give her that pulling down thing. And they didn't tell her when it was going to happen. So she would have like
a real reaction,
real fear. It's exactly what William Friedkin did to Louise Fletcher in The Exorcist. He didn't tell her that they were going to Reagan was going to knock her down. And so she was completely like shocked in the movie, and directors just love doing that shit to actors. But in that opening of Jaws, there was nothing scarier than that right there.
Yeah.
I was on edge the rest of the movie.
So. Yeah, actually that is a classic moment in the movie.
Yeah.
Kimberly Nix, the TikTok star who had been documenting her 3-year cancer battle via social media, died in May at the age of 31. Alice Stewart, a veteran political advisor and CNN political commentator who worked on several GOP presidential campaigns, has died. She was 58. And, you know, they like found her body like in a park, but said there was no foul play, something like that. It's weird. And then for some reason, there's another David Sanborn. So
you just you know, it's funny because when I watch the videos, my paranormal videos, and mm-hmm. they sound as bad as you just did, I write down, fix your AI, you idiots. It's terrible. Because you, and it was funny, I realized it when you said, the Nobel Prize, Nobel Prize, because it's always, one day it said he could barely get to the camera to push the record button. And I'm like, oh, it pisses me off. I hate AI. I love AI, but I hate AI.
Well, the reason that it is spelled, okay, so that was taken from an actual news site, okay?
No, I get it. Yeah.
And it says noble, but it's spelled wrong. That's why I said noble. I just looked it up, and Nobel is spelled differently. So I credit the news site for being fucked up, and they need to fix their AI.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. All right. So we got a few little news stories here, including Prime Video released the first trailer for the upcoming season 2 of Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power series on Tuesday, giving a sprawling glimpse into how the realm is preparing to battle the Dark Lord Sauron, who, well, his reemergence is chronicled in season 1.
Oh, God. These were horrible.
Yeah.
I hope second season's better, because the first season was just a shambles. I don't know how else to describe it. It was just everything was everywhere. It was too many characters, not enough resolution. Sorry.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. I hope they learned and they'll pull their shit together, because
yeah,
I want to like it. I really do.
Oh, I do too. I love the Lord of the Rings
yeah.
stuff.
All right. In other news, The Floor has been renewed for 2 seasons.
Two more or just second season?
Two more. Renewed for two. So there's going to be 2 more seasons of that, and I know a few people that are just going to be so happy because they absolutely love the show. I want to like it, but it was like the Lord of the Rings. There's so much exposition of shit that you don't need to know about 80 people's lives.
Yeah.
Just get up there and answer the questions. 30 seconds of questions and 39 minutes of I don't
Let's do
care.
It. Let's do it all in one day instead of it taking, what, 12 weeks?
Yeah. So, but I like Rob Lowe. I thought he did a really good job, but the show is just too much for me. All right. And now Tom wants to talk to you about some more shows.
Well, let's see. So You Think You Can Dance. We have the finale tonight. They have the top three, and we'll see what happens there. RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars.
Yeah.
Premiered this week on Paramount Plus.
Nice.
And we got 2 episodes, the first 2 episodes, which was nice. This is where they have, it's very much like the Queen of All Queens, but they're not calling it that. But all 8 queens are on every episode. No one gets sent away. And everything that they win goes towards their own charities. So they get to pick a charity that they want. And everything, every time they win $1,000 tip or $10,000 tip, it goes towards the charity, and all ending at the end, at the end with somebody winning $200,000 for the charity.
Wow.
So, it's really nice because I love getting to know the queens and actually spending more than just, you know, some queens come in there for 1 week and they're gone.
Right.
And depending on how the producers are focusing, sometimes you never get to know these people unless they're either mean or they're extra funny or they're something gives them more screen time. So,
yeah.
So this gets a lot of people screen time. Survivor, this week we had our 4th blindside in a row. And when I say blindside, I mean blindside with an idol in their pocket. 4. After you know, the first couple, I would think people would learn, but they don't.
Right.
On the Connors this week. Now we did find out though that Connors will have 1 more season. It'll be a reduced season next year. It'll start actually mid-season is what I'm hearing. But this show, Dan pays off the house, and Mark. Becky got Mark's laptop when he got a new laptop. So she found his application to the University of Chicago and decided to send it in just to see if he would have gotten in. And he gets accepted. And now she says to Darlene, she tells Darlene this, and she goes, "Oh, great, now what?" And I go, and she goes, "Well, you can either tell him or don't tell him." And she goes, "If I tell him, it'll destroy him." So she tells him, and you know, because she's a bitch, you know, if you know it's going to be bad, don't do it. Fuck. Okay. Anyway, Darlene, American Idol. They last night they, you know, picked a new American Idol, and it's the girl who I don't remember. Will and Jack came in second and third. So, and I haven't even watched the episode yet. I just saw if one of the boys would have won, I probably would have watched the show. But since it was the girl and I don't even remember what she sang, I'm not gonna watch it. I'm not finishing it. Ha! I'll show them. Masked Singer this week, the third runner up was Let Go, and it ended up being Thelma Houston, the Fame 70s singer whose most famous song would be Don't Leave Me This Way, that she won the Grammy for. And what was really nice was after they unmasked her, she started singing Don't Leave Me This Way, and she sounded like it was 1979 again. It was amazing. No change in her voice. You know, it was really beautiful. Let's see, Double Elimination on Top Chef this week. And it was, they didn't say it was going to be a double elimination, but they made it a double elimination. So that they were both surprised when they go, there's the bottom three, and they go, okay, so-and-so and so-and-so, you can pack your knives. And the third girl's like, what? Oh, shit. I got out of that. And I think I told you last week on 24 and 24, Marcel won. I know I didn't talk about it last week on Swan and Judd, so I just want to make sure. We're Here, the Drag Queens on HBO and Max. That's they had been in Tennessee for 3 weeks. Now they're in Oklahoma, so you know they're keeping with the haters. It was very much there was a scene that was very much like the scene that you were talking about at the Placer County Fair for the Pride. So, you know, a lot of people holding up signs with bullhorns, yelling horrible stuff. Oh, God. I can't wait till they die and they go to heaven and God goes, "Oh, you're in the wrong place, you hater. Get out of here." And kicks him right in the forehead. Let's see.
Very
I'm
godlike, but okay.
well, I hope it's godlike. Well, he's done a lot of shit. Come on. He did the whole thing with the ark, you know, the rains to wash
Oh,
away
the
all the
rains
bad
down in
human beings.
Africa. Yeah. But he promised he'd never do that again. That's why we have a rainbow.
Okay. So I'm still reeling over how much fun Dead Boys Detective Agency was. I loved
Yes.
it. I finished Deal or No Deal Island, the finale, and it was like, who cares? It's been renewed, and yeah, I'll probably watch the first episode to see if they've cleaned it, fixed it, like with the Lord of the Rings stuff. I'll give it a chance, but if it's the same old bullshit, I'm not watching it. And have you watched Baby Reindeer yet?
No. A lot of people were like, you have to watch it, but you're going to cry all the way through it. And I just don't feel like crying.
You're not going to cry all the way through it. You're going to be just like, oh my God. Oh, why is this the, you know, it's just, I did not care for it at all. It, you
Really?
know, he, well, he's stalked by this woman, this sad, crazy woman. And then we go back and look at his life. And before he was where he is right now, he was, doing like the month of comedy. I think it was Edinburgh, Scotland. And so he got this job. He meets this guy, this who's a writer, comedy writer. So they hang out together, they get high together, and then the writer he's hanging out with gets him so wasted that he rapes him constantly, while he's, you know, drugged out. And but the guy keeps going back, you know. And it's like, okay, so he keeps Martha, the crazy woman, going. He keeps the rapist druggie going, and then he has the nerve to complain about it when, you know, he's getting tired of being embarrassed by it in public. And it's just, it's, and then the ending is just so, oh my God. Circle of life. That's all I have to say. You know, the, wow. The stalker, the stalky becomes the stalker. Gross. Yeah. I mean, it was interesting and I thought it was well acted and it was actually, actually well done. I don't have a problem with the production. I just don't want to see shows like that. They just don't interest me.
What it gets down to, because I've been just heard nothing but, oh my God, I can't believe it. This is going to, you know, win so many awards and you have to watch it. And it's just phenomenal. And yeah, it's like, I'm sure that it is. It's just, I don't want to.
Right. Exactly.
I don't want to watch that stuff.
And I didn't cry at all during it. I mostly cringed during it.
I saw people that were just like devastated through the whole thing.
Well, Brian liked it, but he liked it, you know, because it was gross and horrible. I did see three movies. It was just three, right? Yeah, I saw three movies this week. One Love, which is the Bob Marley story.
Oh, yeah.
Came out in February. I just didn't... the storyline, although true, just was not really compelling. And I found myself just enjoying the musical numbers. Because I do like Bob Marley, the music, but the story just wasn't cutting it for me. And, you know, say what you will. Second one I saw was the American Society of Magical Negroes.
Yes, I have a copy to watch, but I haven't seen it yet.
Girl, it is so hilarious. Uh-huh. So hilarious. I mean, there's a lot of problems with the show. Granted, first of all, for me, the biggest problem is that it feels like a episodic television series.
Oh.
Because they're constantly, I mean, it's the storyline basically is that there's this group of magical black people who come around and hang out with white people who are on the verge of being a problem. And they talk them down, whatever, you know, you got a cop that is just edging to have, you know, he has problems. He's angry at his life. He hates everything. And then they soothe him and they make him better. So he doesn't take it out on some black man that's walking down the street. So, and they say that they've been doing this for years, that this society has been doing this for years. Very funny. And I'm thinking, oh yeah, you know, in a TV series, this could be like they calm one, you know, cracker down each week off the ledge. But the dialogue is hilarious and just, it was really a fun movie. For me, it was really a fun movie. I think some people are going to be a little disturbed by it. Just because it's too non-PC kind of thing. Okay. But I enjoyed it. One I didn't enjoy, but I didn't hate. It's called Anyone But You, which is on, that one's on Netflix. It was out during Christmas this year. It's about a couple who they kind of got together, fell in love with each other immediately, but then miscommunication, they ended up hating each other. And so then they end up at the same wedding because the girl is the sister of the bride and the guy is the best friend of the other bride, lesbian couple. And they're in a destination wedding in Sydney. And so they have to hang out together, even though they hate each other because of the miscommunication. And it's, and you know, will they fall in love in the end? God, it's just, you know, and it was just, and then they kept throwing in another twist after twist after twist after twist. And it was to the point I'm like, okay, can they just fall in love and I can go on to watch something else? Cause it's just, you know, it was just, I mean, honestly, I wrote a screenplay back in college that was very similar to this. And it's like, I'm thinking, I think it had all of the qualities that a 20-year-old would have written into a screenplay in, 1979. Mm. you know, and that's, I mean, it was very amateur. I felt the thing was very amateurish, you know, and it was just, there was nothing new to this. It was just, okay, I've seen this before. Let's see. And then we did, it was kind of funny. Sean's birthday was Friday. So we went to Makuni's, as we always do. And then Saturday, his mom was taking us him out for lunch for his birthday. So we went to Makuni's. So I got it 2 days in a row.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. And when his mom was paying, Sean's ordering up everything. Oh, yeah. And his nephew's there. And his nephew, he eats sushi like you and I eat potato chips.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he's like, he's 17, well, 17, 16, 17. And he is, you know, I guess I didn't realize that teenagers eat that much, but according to what I was told, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, got Sean when he was around 23, so you wouldn't know about teenagers.
Right. Right. Okay, the other thing is that I did last night was, I watched The Real World San Francisco, episode one. They're on Paramount Plus, and I bawled through the whole episode.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Only because, you know, not because anything major happened, except he had to tell everybody that he was HIV, that he had AIDS. He right. wasn't just HIV positive. He was sick.
Yeah.
And it was just watching like the one girl who's like, I don't know what that means. That scares me. I don't know what to do. And then Judd was there, who was always so wonderful.
Yeah.
Which is weird because not always Judds are so wonderful, but Judd was wonderful. And it was just so nice seeing Pedro again. And, I would encourage anybody with Paramount Plus, go to season three of Real World if you haven't seen that season, and because it was very important for that time period because it was in the 90s and nobody had heard of HIV. I mean, they had heard of it, but they hadn't met it yet.
Yeah,
they had never met anybody, so they got to meet Pedro, who's gay, but he's you know, he's so non-threatening. Mm-hmm. He's so well-spoken. He's so lovable. And that a lot of people, because Real World, especially in those first few years, were hugely popular. That was a lot of people's first, you know, first time they had actually seen somebody with HIV or AIDS or anything other than flashes on the news, you know, that kind of thing.
And he came into their home and became, you know, their friend, their educator, their A lot happened. That was a very pivotal season for, I think, those of us that watched it at the time and were the age or close to the age of, you know, most of the people in the house. I think it was a defining moment for many of us.
Yeah. Okay, that's it for me. Go ahead.
Okay.
I did get my stitches out tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to it.
How's it doing?
I don't know. I guess. I mean, the Saturday and Friday night and Sunday night, my hands hurt like hell. Both of them. It's almost like they're mirroring each other.
Yeah.
So I need to ask him if that's a common thing, because believe me, if cutting into this hand isn't going to do any good, if I'm still going to have the same problems I'm having, I don't know if I'm going to get the other one done. I mean, it's just as much, I'm in just as much pain right now as I was before the surgery.
Right. Well, give it a little bit. And, you know, let it heal, and hopefully it'll pop back, because it was wonderful for mom, and I'm hoping that, you know, you'll experience the same thing. Okay, well, I think the only show that we're watching in common is Spring Baking, and I have not, or not Spring Baking, but, oh, by the way, Spring Baking, we already talked about the winner, but summer baking, and I'm not there yet. I have not started that one yet. Okay. As for me, well, it's been quite a morning. It has been quite a morning, starting with my doctor calling me because of what we talked about on the show last time, and that other doctor basically just not even looking at me, talking to me, anything else, looked at my weight number and said, oh, no, I don't want to deal with him. Send him, you know, to somebody for an inpatient colostomy, which is absolutely ridiculous. And so I had to call my doctor. And he called me back this morning and he basically said, yeah, that's pretty ridiculous. So he actually, so he's referring me to another one that will do both inpatient and outpatient and letting them assess whether I need it. Cause he actually was all like, and I'm going to remember who that doctor is, so I don't refer to get referrals to him anymore. So that was kind of cool. It's nice having a doctor who's like, you know, looks at you as a person and not just a number. Anyway, so after that, we were headed toward the my mother's doctor appointment, and our battery light came on in the car, so check batteries. So we're like, oh shit. So instead of going there and risking, you know, like the car not starting again or something, we came home and, people were fucking crazy on the road too. It was a weird morning. But we got home. She called AAA. They came out. Very, very attractive man came out, looked at the car, looked under my hood. I mean, the hood of the car, and basically said with his little check thing, no, nothing's wrong. So I don't know why that light came on. Just have it checked. So that was like, okay, well, weird, but okay. And then as soon as I was dealing with that, I ended up picking up the phone because it was a local SAC number. And who is it? But a debt collector trying to collect a 15-year-old debt from a bank that was, this was the U.S. bank. And we found out, and they actually got sued for it, I believe, that they used to find ways to like hold your checks and then deposit your checks in a way that it would end up making your account like go overdraft and bounce. And then they would assess you $36 a day until you cleared up. How the hell can, if you have an overdraft, which, you know, even was they created, you have to pay $36 per check and then $36 for every day that the account is over. If you don't have much money, how the hell are you supposed to catch up on that? And it was a big scam, and I think they got in trouble for it. But the debt collectors are still out there. They found that old debt, probably bought it for a couple pennies, and now they're trying to sock me for $2,700, which is, honey, that ain't happening. So they're like, threat, take you to court. I was like, can't do that either. So whatever. Anyway, so that was my morning.
You know, when I had an interesting situation like that mm-hmm. I just remembered mm-hmm. when I was buying this house, they said, oh, we need you to come in and fix some of these problems. And I'm like, problems? Yeah, you got some credit problems. And I'm like, okay, what's that? And so I went in, and it turned out that I had a credit card that I didn't use, but it was back in the days where you had to pay like $10 or $20 a year.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So what happened was I hadn't used it for probably a year. Mm-hmm. So, and then every month they send you a bill that says zero. Mm-hmm. So since I wasn't using it, it just went into the trash can. And then finally they said, your credit card's closed, you know? Mm-hmm. And I went, okay, good. I don't need it anyway. So, so many years later, I'm buying this house and they're going, well, you had a debt thing out there. And I'm like, for what? And then she says, it was for $10.
Ah.
I go, I had to come in here because somebody's claiming I didn't pay them $10. And she goes, yeah, we just need to know what that situation was. And I go, okay, it was the credit card didn't, I wasn't using it. And I thought I had closed it out and they were still trying to charge me the yearly charge of $10. And they're going, okay, we'll wipe that off now. Okay, that's fine. Because no one was coming to get the $10.
Yeah.
They just threw it out there to fuck with me later on.
Yeah, this one, it's like, she tried to tell me that because it's a bank, that it was something like the FDIC, blah, 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 and therefore there is no limitation to the debt collection. And I'm like, honey, I've watched John Oliver. I think you're full of shit, but...
Yeah, murder is the only thing that carries on forever.
Yeah, I'm like, just send me a letter and I'll look at it, but I was just... So that's really irritating. Now, they're just going to be like... So irritating.
And the thing is, after like 5 or 10 years, they should have written it off.
Well, in California, it's actually, I think... Well, yes, you're right. But I think in California, it's 4 years and then they can't, you know, really do anything, like actually sue you or something. And that's my mom and I. Mom ran into that with a debt that she didn't even know was out there. And then they ended up saying, you know, we're going to take you to court, blah, blah, blah. We looked into it and actually it was so close to the write-off date that they actually could have done that, but so we ended up negotiating and paying for it for like 2 years. It was anyway. All right.
And yours was just an overdraft fee, right?
What?
It was just an overdraft fee
for me. Yeah.
Yeah. So how much was it originally?
Well, I don't know. She kept saying that it was like all the fees and everything were like $2,700, but. You have to imagine that if I don't know, but $36 a day for however long until they discharged it to collections. A lot.
I don't know. It sounds like bullshit to me. I'd say instead of just that letter saying what you owe, mm-hmm. say I want to see it. I want to see the details. I don't want just you telling me this. I want to see details, dates, times. Dollars,
right?
Give me that, exactly. and we can talk. And yeah. You know, they're not going to be able to. I'm sure that they whoever rich, yeah, the original thing is written off the books. I guarantee mm-hmm. you. And yeah, this is just somebody else.
It is because it's a whole different company. And I'm like, you know, thanks to John Oliver, know how it works. So they're trying to negotiate it down to me paying $1,000. I'm like, again, $1,000. I make very little money. You can't. No, that's not going to happen. So I'm kind of tempted to just forget it and stop answering the phone, but I don't know. It's not even on my credit report. Like whenever I look at my credit reports or anything, it doesn't even show up anymore.
I mean, who knows? It could just be a scam.
It could very well be. And there are those out there that will do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? I mean, I had a thing a couple days ago where they're going, oh, we're closing down your Swanner and Judd account because of because you used unauthorized. Well, they didn't even specifically. They said it could be an image. You could have said something. They gave me no information. They just said we're going to close you down, and it's up and fine.
Right. Well, one of the things they did with because the client that I use, and you know who they are. Actually, they're sponsored GRS, so I'll just say it. I manage their Facebook account. Well, our executive director took one of the images that I put up there, you know, for the big day of giving and put it as an ad, you know, paid the $15 for it to be like, you know, put out to like 9,000 people or whatever it is. Well, sure. I think it wasn't even like an hour after he did that, we started getting those things that come in, your blah, blah is in violation. You're in violation. You know, contact us now. Blah, blah. And it went on for a week. It was ridiculous. And I mean, you could tell like some of the places were coming from Africa. Some of them were coming from India. Some of the email addresses were No, it was all a scam, all scamming. I just don't understand why they even bother.
Well,
Well,
because
I
they
mean, they
know.
make millions out of it. I understand that, but I'm just like, go get a real job. All right, moving on. So, I want to do a music recommendation. It is a Swedish. He's a Swedish individual born in Sweden, but he is actually Kurdish. His name is Darin, Darin, and it's at Darin Official is his handle on, well, pretty much at anything that you want. He was on one of the shows that you like. What is it? America's Got Talent? Well, I think this was like Sweden's Got Talent or something. And he went on and he sang a song and they really liked him. And he went through the whole show. And I think he ended up being like second or something like that, second or fourth or something. But he ended up going on from there for, he's had a huge career. And like eight number one albums and all this other stuff. Well, finally he's made it over to America enough that we're starting to take notice of him. And he's very fun. I love his music. It's great. He's cute as a button. So very fun. So I recommend it. Go look up Darren. All right. Wow. World of Warcraft has released its Pandaria mix, which basically took an old expansion and added all sorts of crazy shit to it, including new rewards and just different ways of doing stuff and just making it all nutty. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I've been playing it for the last several days. It's just really fun. And I think more games would have fun if they did this, if they took their older expansions and just went crazy with it so that you go in and it's different enough that you just love it. So it's very fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm still working on publishing the poetry book. Nephi is asking me to hold off a little bit because he says I've still got poems in me. And I'm like, well, at some point I gotta stop and get them out there. So I'm hoping that fairly soon, I will have that out there, and our patrons may end up being able to see that soon as it's even before it is out. So, all right. And then the only thing that I have been watching pretty much at all is Supergirl. My friend Heather reminded me that she went back and started watching Supergirl because she'd never watched all of it, and I've said, oh, I never really watched all of it either. So I went back to season four and started going forward. I'm now finally in the last season of it. It's fucking crazy. It really is. Just they jump around so much and point to point, and they change everything from the whole crisis thing. I don't know. I mean, it's fine, but sometimes I'm like, can you just have like one episode where you just do something normal? But there are so many lesbians on it. And I mean, like every woman that you meet is going to have a female partner. It's just like they don't even have, I think husbands aren't even part of this earth. And then, but they have a very diverse cast, which is great. They have transgender characters, which are very awesome. They have lots of after school special moments, to, talk about the diversity and the this and the that and everything. And but they do it in a way that still works and still entertaining. They're not like bashing you over the head with it usually. So I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad I went back and watched it again. And it has your Glee person in it.
Oh, my, they're
You know, the
mine.
one that she played like Marcy or Darcy or something. She fainted on the Glee thing and lost them their title. That they were starving her. That girl was trying to convince her that
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
she was fat. Okay. So anyway, she's Supergirl and she does an amazing job. And I hope that after she left there, she went to Broadway because she's got all, I mean, that she needs to be amazing.
You know what? Okay, you remember back a few years ago, Facebook brought out that thing where it was kind of like an iPad, but it'll follow you around the room. Well, that's what I'm noticing. Now watch. If I lean forward over here,
Is
it'll
the
cor
picture trying to adjust?
it's trying to correct itself. Now, like if I sit here,
Oh
see, I'm not moving it, it's moving itself. Sorry,
Well, that's kind of cool.
I got distracted by that because you go, oh, look at the Take Me Out poster, and all of a sudden I'm looking at it, and then I come back, and then that shifts away from the poster, and I'm like, uh-oh, I've got ghosts. I've got
Yeah, I thought that
ghosts.
you were doing that, but no, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so.
Makes me almost want a new iPad, but first I have to, take care of old debt. So stupid. And it was their fault. I'm not, I'll own my mistakes, but that one, fuck them. Anyway, okay, so that's it for me. Weird week. Dear Miss Manners, this is for our advice question. Dear Miss Manners, a family member has published a memoir of their life as an ebook. Did we already do this one? I'll
I don't think
continue in a
so.
minute. Okay. Although we are close and we're not close and we live in different cities, we do enjoy chatting and catching up on the phone from time to time. I decided to purchase a copy as I was curious about their perspective on various family events over the years, but I found the book to be poorly written and generally uninteresting. Do I mention it the next time we speak? If asked directly, is it acceptable to offer vague pleasantries or a fib? I have no wish to be unkind, as taking the trouble to write and publish a book clearly meant a great deal to my relative.
Yeah, I mean, if they're, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's
Right.
how I look at it. They spent the money on it. If it's a piece of shit, it's a piece of shit. Who cares? It's not yours to point that out. Let somebody else point it out. It's just going to upset them, hurt their feelings,
Yeah.
make them, say, oh, wow, we spent a lot of money to do that, and it's crap. So let them think they've got something fabulous, and let their friends think they're idiots, you know.
Yeah. And just said, you just say it was really interesting. I never saw anything. I never saw those stories from that perspective.
I wouldn't even bother that much.
Well, yeah. I mean, keep it simple, right?
You know, I
But
mean, if you want to say something, I would just go, oh my God, I keep forgetting about that blah blah situation, and leave it at that. You don't have to share any, but I wouldn't even go that far, because then they might want to go, what did you think about this one? And then you're going to be going, oh God, I opened the door. Just don't open the door.
just lie. I'm sorry. There's a point where it doesn't
Don't say anything.
just, yeah. Neva and I were recently talking about something with a, oh, there was a question where this woman, she said that she, her and her husband partied like really hard for a couple days, and then they were supposed to have dinner with their close friends the next day, but they were so tired from partying, they called them and said, I'm sorry, but we really have to cancel because we've just had such a good time the last few days that we're so exhausted that we can't make it to dinner tonight. And their friends were like really pissed at them. And I said, why would you say that? Just say we're not feeling well, or we're not feeling up to it. I'm really sorry. Not have to tell them we had such a great time without you that we couldn't possibly that you couldn't, we couldn't possibly spend time with you. Just you don't need to add extras when you're canceling or something. Just keep it simple. Honesty isn't always the best policy, okay, Tom? Anyway. All right. Hey, oh, this comes from our Timothy. Hey, Chubbs, what is your love language?
Go ahead.
Mine is being somebody thinking of me when it's not necessary, or like, here, I saw this, postcard or something and thought of you, so I sent it to you. Or, just putting in the effort for me, not forgetting me, but like, even there was a long time when I had to like do all the holiday shopping and stuff like that, and it's like somebody just making a point to think of me. That is my love language. Anyway, I probably simplified it too much, but I don't know. That's it. Oh, and food. Really good food. I'm yours for a good burger.
No, that is not true. That is not true. It doesn't
Oh.
have to be good food.
It's true. It gave me crap, but
Because
he offered it.
let me just offer this to our listeners. For his birthday last year, he said he
No.
wanted
Oh
chicken
no.
strips
Yeah.
and frozen pizza. And both were garbage food. I mean, you can have
Okay.
decent pizza, you can have decent, chicken strips, but you got crap.
Well, yeah, and to clarify, I asked for good chicken strips and good pizza, and I got crap, and I just did what I just said in the other thing. I said, that was wonderful. Thank you so much for thinking of me. When really I'm sitting there going, ah, do I
Oh,
have to
thank you for
do
so much
everything
for not
myself?
thinking of me. That's what
Yeah.
it felt like. He wasn't thinking of you.
Well,
Oh, he
I
doesn't listen to
mean,
this, does he?
he stopped by the freezer section and said, oh, this is cheap. So
Neat. Look, I can do this. I can do an entire meal for what,
for five
$6. This is
bucks,
great.
yeah, and I
Yeah.
have coupons,
Oh, yeah.
coupons. So yeah, how about you? What's your love language?
It's I don't, I really love, for me, just, I love doing things that give me joy. You know, like that New York trip
Yeah.
was just fucking amazing. It really was. And you can always get me to smile, or I can attempt to smile, I should say, on, when I'm out doing something. I mean, I granted, being at home and watching, our favorite shows is great. But, if we're out at the club, the comedy club, or we're in New York or Las Vegas or Maui, it's just like, it feels kind of like a whirlwind, like a,
Yeah.
just, there's music playing, and it's just, and the camera's spinning every once in a while around you, just so you get
Yes.
that effect. Yeah. So
Yeah.
that's kind of my love language, I guess,
Okay, cool. Hey Chubbs, should toilet paper be hung over or under?
It's over. It's
Thanks.
ridiculous.
Yeah.
Well, under the problem with under is that if your roll is if the tube is bad, sometimes it can unravel itself. It won't
Oh.
do that if it goes over, but if it goes under, and if you have cats
Oh
and it's under, you're doomed. You're going to end
yeah.
up with an entire roll on the floor and a tube sitting there with nothing on it.
Yeah, I've always it over. That's the
Yeah,
way.
I mean,
Yeah.
when you go into a hotel, the toilet paper is always over in a little chevron kind of look.
Yeah.
So,
No.
yeah, and
Hey Chubbs, how often do you speak to your household virtual assistant?
I don't have one.
You don't have an Alexa or AXA?
No, I mean, we do, but we unplugged that years ago.
Okay.
And I also don't use the thing on this anymore.
Asiri.
Yeah, and
It
actually,
still listens.
but what? Yeah, I know. But what I do is I like when I open the refrigerator and
Uh-huh.
I close the door, I thank the refrigerator.
Yeah, I can see
You
that.
know, I don't know. I don't know how this started, probably with all the robotic stuff in that we've seen in movies since the Jetsons. You know, I think my appliances and elements of my house and yard more than the people thank the servants in Downton Abbey.
Yeah. You know, something that I've gotten some raised eyebrows for is I always thank my shopping carts. I don't know why, but I'm like, I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
Well, as a matter of fact, I thanked my old iPad when I moved the stuff into the new iPad. I said, I just want to thank you for your service. You've been wonderful to me, and thank you. Just because, I don't know, maybe it's because I can't thank anybody else. You know, if you say yes, ma'am, to some people, they're offended now. Or yes, sir, or thank you, sir. You know, any of that stuff. You know, unless you're being whipped by some guy dressed like a sergeant, then you really can't say thank you, sir, to anybody anymore without an eyebrow being raised.
Now I will, because talking about the virtual assistant, I actually use it quite a bit for like timers and, put this on my shopping list and stuff like that. So I actually do use it quite a bit throughout the day. But I often will say please when I ask it to do something or, you know.
Oh, yeah,
now,
definitely.
My mom will say thank you to it just to make it do the no problem, you know. But, yeah, I do say please. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, well, I grew up in the military, so, it was please, thank you, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the polite thing to say, but now if you're in a line, you know, where you have to pay at the end, you know, like a buffet line or something, you pay at the end, and you say, well, thank you, ma'am, you get a side eye.
Yeah, well, especially since that it became such a running joke about and a woman's age, whether she was a miss or a ma'am.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think that's part of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I can understand the gender stuff, and we do need to, like, I'm trying to phase out saying guys and including everybody in, you know,
sure.
Up guys type thing.
Well, I think the smartest thing was what I heard Bianca, the drag queen, say. They said, how do you talk what do you call people when you don't know, you know, you're not sure what to call them? And she says, I call them by their first name.
Yeah.
And then, you know what, I don't have to make any decisions because I just called them by their name, and they're like, okay. And I remember hearing that going, that is the perfect answer. Not what are you, but who are you? You know, if you don't know somebody, oh, I'm sorry, what's your name? Oh, nice to meet you, Clarabelle. You know, okay.
Right. Okay. So thank you so much, Timothy, for sending that in.
Well, so many questions he sends in.
And good
great
ones, too. Ones that
I wouldn't think of, you know, on some of these.
Right. All right. Next up, Mr. Moose wrote in, he said, this was what's in my lunchbox. And he starts out with this absolutely beautiful burger.
No, the first one. Go to the first one.
Okay, so the first one is, this might not show up well, butter pecan ice cream in a white bowl. Yeah.
I thought it was ice cream, but it's got a lot of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured it was ice cream, and I like a vanilla base when I've got junk in my ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
With stuff in there. I'm not really much into chocolate ice cream at all anymore at all. Mm-hmm. So like pralines and cream, you know, the vanilla is what complements. It's the perfect complement to any extra flavor,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be maple or it be pecan or it can be, you know, what it always adds. I don't know, you know, it adds, but it doesn't It doesn't try to win its own audience either. It's just there to surround whatever it is that you're trying to dig out of there, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah. I do like vanilla more than any other flavor. I will eat some chocolate, but very rarely.
Yeah. And definitely not chocolate on top of chocolate on top of chocolate.
No. And in fact, when they have like the triple chocolate brownie type stuff, I'm like, no, too much. Just a very basic light chocolate. If
Yeah. Nice milk chocolate.
Right. And then we have, after my weightlifting today, went to the diner down the street, ordered double cheeseburger and fries, really hit the spot. Doesn't look like there's a bun.
Yeah, no, the bun is underneath the tomato.
Oh, yeah, now I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the rest of the bun is probably hidden underneath the burger. I was wondering that myself, but then I noticed the bun there. Yeah. But that looks... I wonder what the cheese is. You know, I'm experimenting with cheeses, wow, like on sandwiches and stuff like that. Like, I really liked a Munster cheese. I've always eaten Munster strictly on cold sandwiches, but it actually melts really nicely and tasted fine. Today I had a chicken sandwich that I had some leftover barbecue chicken, sliced it up thin, piled it on, put a slice of Gouda on it, and then heated that up, then put it on brioche roll with mayo and a red onion. And it was very tasty going in, but now I'm burping up Gouda and it tastes like vomit.
Oh, no, that's not good.
So I think I'm going to move from Gouda in this situation. I know I can use Gouda in like mashed potatoes and it's perfectly fine. But yeah, I don't think I'm going to do it on a sandwich anymore.
Okay. Yeah. I actually got a brick of Swiss cheese because I love Swiss cheese, and then realized, but I don't really like a big slice of it. I like when it's on a good roast beef sandwich, but... other than that, I've kind of outgrown it. So, weird.
Well, and it'll save you a good $1.25 at a restaurant if you don't get cheese.
That's true. But I'll tell you what I really love, and I don't get it because I love it so much.
Sex.
But, you know, I could tell you stories, but that's for another show. I like the big, round mozzarella stuff. I swear I could go through one of those and
oh, you mean a ball of mozzarella?
Yeah. And I just love slicing pieces off and just chowing down on it. And they're like, well, that's why they have string cheese. Well, I know, but string cheese is expensive. So anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Well, expensive enough that it doesn't fit into my budget for what I have to spend each month.
I'm not saying anything. I just said, okay.
I know you have a little doubt in your voice. But you know what we don't doubt? Golden Rule Services, who want us to know about an important tool in preventing us from contracting HIV. PrEP is a medication proven to be 99% effective in preventing HIV infection. To learn more about PrEP, visit sacgrs.org. Hey, so here's a question for you. If you were single at this point, would you use PrEP?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, same. Oh, wait, I am single, but, well, anyway.
If you were sexually active and single.
If I were sexually active to a point where I felt that it warranted that type of protection, definitely I would do it.
Well, in most cases, it's free. So, you know, people, you know, need to understand that it's not, it's kind of, it's like, well, I just, you know, I've been trying to get my Medicare thing going, right? Mm-hmm. And I find out that it's really confusing and that the brokers just say, look, you don't have to pay us. The insurance company pays us and we'll handle all your Medicare shit.
Yeah.
So you just hire somebody, but you're hiring them for free. And so, you know, if something's for free that benefits you, take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And especially anybody that's single and sexually active and is out there, I don't care if they're straight or gay, you should be on PrEP.
Yep, absolutely. All right. Find Tom's excuse me, sorry. Find Tom's other podcast at swannerandjudd.com. Find my books at justkisstheguy.com. Find all of our links at allmylinks.com/chubsgonewild and give us a call at
408-69-CHUBS.
Yes. And did you listen to our call?
I did.
I'm going to make sure that that is played at the beginning of the show. But yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Baron, for writing in. And
well, we've been wanting, you know, we've been wanting someone to call us.
Yeah.
Keep that, those phone lines active.
Right.
And, you know, it's almost to the point I'm thinking maybe I'll just call so we don't, you know, they don't just try to cancel us.
Yeah. When they send that notification, I do try to take care of that. But so, no, I was really happy to get that recording. So thank you again for doing that. And then let's see. I guess that's it for this show, huh?
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to take a nap because I'm finding myself getting a little distracted. I'm ready to read numbers in whatever order they might appear. So.
Okay.
All right. We love you.
Love you.
Talk to you later.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.